AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Gaza Strip continues to be pounded by Israeli airstrikes. The Israeli military says its siege will remain in place until Hamas militants have freed some 150 hostages taken during the weekend attack, and it's preparing for a possible ground invasion. Meantime, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says,
beginning tomorrow, the United States government will arrange charter flights to provide transportation from Israel to sites in Europe. They're still working through some of the details of that to assist U.S. citizens and their immediate family members who have, for whatever reason, not been able to provide commercial transit out of the country.
Hamas militants have kept up a relentless barrage of their own, firing thousands of rockets into Israel. 6 days of war have now claimed at least 2,700 lives. In other news, Congressman Steve Scalise has so far been unable to sway enough Republican colleagues to support him for House Speaker, but he says he's making progress.
Our support continues to grow. We're continuing to work to narrow the gap, and that's going on, and we're going to continue the meetings.
Meanwhile, Senator Bob Menendez is facing another indictment. Shelley Adler has details.
Federal prosecutors in New York City have rewritten their indictment against Senator Bob Menendez and his wife to charge them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment, which was filed in Manhattan federal court, says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June of 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the New Jersey Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The couple has pleaded not guilty. I'm Shelley Adler.
And the White House has selected the Philadelphia area and West Virginia for two regional hubs for hydrogen fuel. This is AP News. Seth Soutel has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as the clamps tightened once again from rising yields in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, breaking a four-day winning streak. The Dow lost 173 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6%. A weak auction for long-term Treasury bonds drove yields up across the bond market. Yields had already been climbing following a report showing that inflation was a touch higher last month than economists had expected. Higher yields can knock down stock prices. They also make borrowing more expensive across the economy and increase the appeal of bonds to investors in comparison to stocks. Ford slumped 2% after the United Auto Workers Union escalated its walkout. Hormel, which makes Spam and Dinty Moore stew, sank 10% after investors headed for the exits after hearing details of the company's new three-year financial plan. Seth Soutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.